on the Good Day program. How do you do? Hello, hello, hello. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, or Dudley, to some of my family and friends. Jennifer Horn. Jennifer to some of her family and friends. Yes, Jen.
Jen.
Well, Jennifer is here.
I have a nickname, too.
Very likable lady. And another likable person who's a part of this program is Ken Kessler, who's monitoring. Why is he poor? What's this poor? You said poor Kenny?
No, I said or Kenny.
Oh, or Kenny.
You're giving us all nicknames.
Yes, right. Or Ken, Kenny. Kenny is here. Jennifer is here. And this hour is a good day program. Doug Steffen welcoming in News Talk 730 KYYA in Billings, Montana. Here, the morning wake up with Scott Fredericks. He's going to be on. Actually, I'm going to be on with him later on, as I understand it. That'd be nice. He is, let's see what happens here on this radio. I always love looking at some of the radio programs that are on either before me or after me on the various stations that carry the program. So we're going to be the lead-in to the morning wake-up with Scott and then come back from 8 until 9 before the Voices of Montana with Aaron Flint. Billings, you know, Jen, is the largest city in the state of Montana. It is in the south-central part of Montana, and it's cold there this morning.
I was going to guess that it might be a little cold sweater weather, I think.
All right, so let's give a swell prize. First person that calls us at 888-302-3684 from Billings with a weather forecast and the low temperature over the last 24 to 48 hours, okay? That's the... That's my focus, is the weather. For those of you in Billings, 888-302-3684. It's actually nice to be back on in Billings. I was on there a number of years ago for a while. I don't even remember. I do remember that Frederick Billings was the person for whom the city was named. Also, I want to give a swell prize to the person who calls us from Billings with the nickname of the city. All right? What is Billings called other than Billings? From its founding person, the railroad guy, Frederick Billings, president of Northern Pacific Railroad. The new Billings Public Library is opening today. 83 computers, 43 Wi-Fi hookups. That's kind of cool. Let's see, who came from Billings? Calamity Jane, Charles Lindbergh, Brent Musburger, Arlo Guthrie is from Billings. I didn't know that. Wow. All right, so those of you who are waking up, excuse me, to something new, that would be the Good Day program. You can sort of clue us in as to what you like about Billings best by dialing 888-302-3684. Is that too fast?
Do it again.
888-302-3684. What's the nickname for Billings for somebody from Billings? All right, that's for those listening to KYYA in Billings. All right, who else do we have that's new today? News Talk 1400 WRNJ in Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, boy, it looked so cold there yesterday. Did you see any of that Green Bay Packers game?
Yeah. All of these areas.
My poor, warm California blood was cold.
Do you want to do a report on the football game, Jennifer?
Well, the people in Wisconsin aren't probably too happy because San Francisco beat them.
All right, so I have to feel well about this. I like Racine because my Case tractors were built there.
Oh, yeah.
The home of the J.I. Case Company, S.C. Johnson and Son, the cleaning company, the Dremel Corporation is there. All right, so here's also why I like Racine. In 1887, malted milk was invented in Racine by an immigrant named William Horlock, who came from England. And his remains, that's apparently, I don't know I don't know this brand, Horlock's, but apparently it's well thought of around the world. Malted milk, anyway.
Yeah, isn't it?
1887.
Where is Racine? Do you know in what part of the state of Wisconsin?
Racine, if you look at the map, it's sort of north. Let's see, how would I best describe it? North. It's north of Eau Claire, and it's north of Madison. It's sort of mid-state, if I remember correctly. But
my family's in Sharon. That's why I ask. Right on the border of Illinois and Wisconsin, they farm there.
By the way, the incinerator garbage disposal was invented in Racine, Wisconsin. Let's see here. What else? Today, Racine recovers from what the National Weather Service says was the coldest weekend since the Arctic blast of February 1996. That can be, I guess that can hold for a lot of different places.
I told you, my Uncle George, who is in Sharon, Wisconsin, he's a poor guy, 80 years old, but still in wonderful shape. And he's been crawling the last week. He's been crawling on his hands and knees to the barn because it has been so cold. And
yep.
So icy.
Some of the famous people who were born in Racine, Wisconsin, Gene Barry, the actor, Max Hardcore.
He's hardcore, you know.
Well, he was, in fact. He's a noted, that's where the term hardcore came from. He's a pornographer. Barbara McNair, Robert McRae, all people from Racine, Wisconsin. So thank you to the folks listening to News Talk 1400, WRNJ, on the air every day there. And also, we welcome today, I drove through Fredericksburg, Virginia, the other day on my way out west. And today we start on the News Talk station there, 1230 WFVA. We are the lead-in for Town Talk with Ted Schubel. Fredericksburg is an independent city in Virginia, 49 miles south of Washington. Matter of fact, yesterday I was talking with Meredith, who was driving south. She had driven through Fredericksburg, and we were just thinking about the proximity. You know, you think about some of these communities that are associated with the Civil War. For some reason, I don't know why, I've been thinking a lot about that. Maybe it's because I drove through a lot of these areas in the South myself over the last 3 or 4 days, just thinking about some of the theaters of war during the Civil War, and Fredericksburg was an important city there.
Mm-hmm.
The major employers in Fredericksburg, University of Mary Washington, Mary Washington Healthcare, and Geico. How many commercials do we have?
We
this
love
time?
Geico.
Huh?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we enjoy Geico.
Radio people love Geico.
Thank you very much. Tourism is a major part of the economy in Fredericksburg, Virginia. About 1.5 million people visit that area every year because of the Battlefield Park that's there, the visitor center downtown, a lot of museums, historic sites in Fredericksburg. Okay, so let's see. What's the big news in Fredericksburg this week? Actually, next week, the city council is holding 6 public hearings, including a request from Lincoln Terminal Company to convert the Quarles Petroleum site into a storage and distribution facility for gas, biodiesel, and ethanol. So that's coming next week. Some of the famous people who are from Fredericksburg, George Washington was born
that's
in
about as big as you can get, I think.
James Monroe, Judge Reinhold, the actor, was born there. And Caressa Cameron, who is Miss America 2010. Some of the important people from WFVA land. Fredericksburg, Virginia, News Talk 1230, WFVA. Nice to have you on board. All those folks are starting today. 888-302-3684. How cold is it where you are? We'll find out in a few moments. 15 after the hour Monday, it's pretty much the start of the routine again. Holidays are over. 6th of January, New Year. Hooray, hooray, hip, hip, hooray for new possibilities. Quarter past. This is a good day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was
going to
say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer. Boston Beer.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
The Guitar Center New Year's clearance event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure. Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
The Dengaroo Good Day program. We welcome Dennis from Hibbing, Minnesota, where it is cold, cold, cold. How cold is it, Dennis?
Right now, the air temperature is minus 30 below, and with the wind chill, it's minus 52.
My God.
Oh, gosh. How do you even count when it gets that low? Oh, no.
And our neighbor to the north in Babbitt, they had 40 below.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you go out in this, how do you protect yourself, Dennis?
Well, actually, we're kind of used to this kind of weather up here. It's been a while since it's been this cold, but, I mean, I go outside from work, and I've got long underwear and jeans on and my winter coat and winter gloves and hat. That's about it.
How do you keep your lips and your nose from freezing?
Well, I try not to stay outside too long.
Just dodge in and out, right?
Yep. What do you do for a living? What do you do for work?
I work at a manufacturing company here.
How much of your time outside is required in the course of your work?
It varies. Like last night, the most I was outside was probably 15, 20 minutes.
It's got to cut into productivity, though, really and truly.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. That, especially when the wind is blowing. The wind just seems like it goes right through you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got to be a tough one. I have some cows. Last week, we had temperatures over the weekend, 6 below, 11 below, and some of my cows got frostbite. That affects dairy. I mean, it affects their udder and their teats and stuff because they can't, no matter how much they cuddle up.
When you milk them, is it like soft serve ice
cream? No, it creates mastitis. It's really bad for them,
poor
actually.
Babies.
Yeah. All right, Dennis, good report. Thank you. Happy New Year to you, by the way. 888-302-3684. Jennifer, you've got a story of a missing person that ends well.
Yeah, this is so bizarre. A man went missing. This guy's 20 years old. He went missing on New Year's Day, and he disappeared from his family house in an upstate New York town. 3 days later, a photographer from the Associated Press is out documenting how cold it is in Washington, D.C., and took a photo of the same guy warming himself on a steam grate just a little bit, probably about three blocks away
but
from the Capitol.
Did he make any attempt to get back to his family?
No, he hadn't. His parents looked through the USA Today, saw this photo, realized it was the son that they were missing.
How old is this kid?
He's 20 years old.
Something's
and they
here.
Reunited with him in Washington.
Something else. There's another part of the picture here that's, I think, missing. All right, but good report. Thank you, Jennifer. Updating the news of the day, 21 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Sad to report, those of you who may not have heard about the passing of Phil Everly from the Everly Bros, he and his brother Don released 21 studio albums, 2 live albums, and 75 singles in their history. And of their singles, they had 5 number ones, 11 more in the top 10. Matter of fact, the Everly Brothers hold the record for the most top 100 singles by any duo. They were in the first group to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1986. Phil Everly dying of complications of emphysema. Both the brothers have smoked like chimneys through most of their lives. And you sometimes wonder, when you listen to them sing, and they performed until fairly recently, I think, together, how they kept it up given the amount of smoking that they did. Kind of amazing. This is Bye Bye Love, which was their first big hit. Went to number one on the country chart first, and then to the top 40 chart. The only reason that they didn't get to number one in the same week that they were on the country charts is because Elvis was number one that week with that teddy bear. So that didn't stand much of a chance against him back during this part of 1957. Another big song was actually the first number one song of the top 40 era, Wake Up Little Susie. One of the good things about the music came from the Everly Brothers, as far as their own success is concerned. Most everything they did made it to the pop charts as well as the country charts. So this song, again, number one on the top 40 and number one on the country, and it was number one on the R&B chart as well. Not many of their songs did that, but this is a very good example. Later in 1957, they did extremely well with this song, Fall of 57, as a matter of fact. Kenny, can you add anything to this? Am I leaving anything out? You're pretty good in musicology.
For this song?
Well, this or them in general. Phil Everly, I think he was 74. Did I have that right?
Yeah, he was 74.
74, yeah. Yeah,
I was just surprised, and there was so much in the press, online, everywhere over the weekend. I was surprised by the amount of stuff that both of them did after they broke up and then after the reunion in the early 80s.
Yeah, right. Here's a good example of another number one song that actually made it to all three charts, R&B, country, and top 40, All I Have to Do Is Dream.
Dream, dream, dream.
This big song, their music is very popular in England and also in Canada. That's a big song for them in 58. Crank it up there, Evan, will you?
In my arms when I want you.
that was from 58. After, as Kenny was just saying, they broke up and then they got back together again. Before they did, though, Phil released some solo singles, including The Air That I Breathe. So who did it first, Kenny? Bee Gees or Phil?
The
Hollies
first, but it was the Hollies had a big hit with that about a year later.
It was after this, yeah. Here's the little snippet of the biggest solo hit that Phil Everly, who passed away over the weekend, had, Dare to Dream Again. With sadness, the passing of Phil Everly, another victim of the ravages of smoking tobacco products. And so, Phil, your music appreciated, your talent appreciated. Good for you, we'll miss you. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, are Republicans merely rooting for failure when it comes to our health system?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We're back with your Both Sides Minute with Madeline and Alter. Today's question, are Republicans merely rooting for failure when it comes to Obamacare?
What the Republicans are split on is whether or not to let Obamacare implode, collapse on itself under the theory of never interfere with your enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself, which is a political tactic, versus a full-throated, hearty defense of a real market-based health reform. So I lean on the side of let's put our own full-throated plan out there.
It will not be repealed before 2017 at the earliest because the president has the veto pen and the Republicans do not have the votes to override his veto under any circumstances. By that time, so many of the popular provisions of Obamacare would have kicked in. So I think there's no alternative but repair.
This is your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Jonathan Alter.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
What's going on here? The news of the day, what you need to know, some of the facts, some of the opinions, some of the clarifications for stories, ideas, 888-302-3684, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler. I want to deal a little bit in a 2020 history. This is recent history quiz, all right? A recent history quiz. I would like you to, this is the anniversary of something called the WAC. Heard around the world.
Is it mob related?
Say again?
Is it mob related?
I'm going to let you figure that out.
I'm going to whack you.
888-302-3684. The news of the day 20 years ago was filled with this event, and I put event in quotation marks.
Oh, how long ago?
What took place on this date in 1994?
I might have an idea.
The WAC heard round the world. What was it? 888-302-3684. You got to figure it out. Give you a swell prize.
Did it surround the Olympics, sir?
Say it again?
Did it surround the Olympics?
Yes, it did.
All right.
All right.
I know. I think maybe.
You're not supposed to be helping.
No, but
you're
I'm the helpful hit girl.
Yeah, I
forgot. That's my role here.
What was the WAC girl heard around the
WAC
world?
The WAC girl? That's something completely different. And that'll
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, BlackBerry. Today is going to file a lawsuit against Ryan Seacrest. There's a product that he backed. Actually, he came up. Now, remember, the Consumer Electronics Show is this weekend in Las Vegas. I think it starts Thursday, actually. It goes through the weekend. And it is a big deal. People come from all over the world every year at this time to figure out, you know, what the latest technology is going to be. So this product, as I understand it, he Seacrest and another entrepreneur named Lawrence Hallier created something called the Typo. The Typo is a slip-on keyboard that can be used on your iPhone that offers BlackBerry functionality. Interesting, because Meredith and I were just talking about this over the weekend. She used to have a BlackBerry, and she liked it a lot more. And I can see why, because it seems to me when you're, and I don't have this problem because I'm using an iPad. I don't have an iPhone. I use my iPad on the trip all across the country, and the keys are big enough, and you don't, your thumb doesn't slip, and you can pretty much hit the keys and send the note. But when you're using the iPhone, I could see where there'd be a lot of people who would lose their places. And you see all of these notes, excuse my thumbs, right? Don't you see those all the time? People send their notes from the iPad. What's that all about? So what Ryan decided with this other fellow is to create a keyboard that you can put on the iPhone that basically is like the BlackBerry. So BlackBerry doesn't like that. They say this is a blatant infringement against their iconic quote-unquote keyboard, and they are going to vigorously protect their intellectual property against anybody who attempts to copy their design. So Seacrest and this other guy are going to get blown around a little bit. I don't know whether, you know, what happens when those things go to court. It would seem to me that there's a potential for them to make a lot of money with this, though. Because I know a lot of people who, just as I explained it a little while, they just don't find it comfortable.
Right, they feel more comfortable with the keypad. Yeah. You know, they have them for the iPad or the iPad Mini. You can get a case that has a little Bluetooth keyboard that you can attach to it. Which
I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you're going to make it for, if you're going to do documents or something with your iPad, it does make it a little bit easier. I have one, although when I'm just like surfing the internet or something, I just tend to use my old thumbs.
Really? All right, well, listen. I'm not one who uses. I actually thought seriously about getting a BlackBerry because, for me, it sort of blends the old with the new. I'm still using a regular cell phone, although I can do GPS on it if I want to download it and pay for it. I can do a lot of things. I took some pictures of the sunset last night and sent them. It was very interesting. At the end of the day, this is synchronicity. At the end of the day yesterday, Meredith, who's driving to Florida, and I'm driving to California, she ended up at the end of Interstate 10 in St. Augustine, at the end of Interstate 10 on the east side. I'm on the west side at the end, and it was almost at the same moment. It was pretty interesting that, you know, and the connectivity of our highway system. We're talking about this all weekend long. Do you know any of you who've done a lot of traveling over the weekend, the holidays, or maybe in the summer, whenever you do your traveling, do you give any thought at all to the intricacy and to the genius of the interstate highway system in our country? I think about this. I don't normally think about it unless I'm on the road, but I've been doing a lot of driving back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast in the last couple of months. And so it's come into my mind, looking at the map, and you see all of these highways, the north and south ones are the odd one, the even ones are the east and west highways. But do you realize what genius it really took to create this system that goes through virtually every single major city in our country? It was, I think it's just, it was done during the Eisenhower years. And as you know, probably, it wasn't developed as a convenience for you and me. It was developed as a preparatory for World War III. That's why the interstate highway system, did you know that?
No.
The interstate highway system wasn't developed to run cars over. It was developed to run armaments and equipment and tanks and trucks and stuff in case we had another war, to connect all of our cities. That's why it was developed. Had nothing to do with convenience and necessity of the public. It had to do with what we would be able to, how quickly we'd be able to move armaments around our country in the case we were attacked. And Eisenhower was pretty brilliant when it came to that sort of thing. So that was why the system was, that's why it's called the Eisenhower Interstate System. Hmm. If you didn't know that, there
so
you go.
So smart. Listen to you.
Listen to me. That's the idea of people who are supposed to be listening to me. 888-302-3684. Okay, so let's get to the root of our 2020 News Quiz question. Here's Janet in Eastlake, Ohio. Janet, first things first, how's the weather there? What's your report on temperature and conditions?
Well, temperature right now is in the low 20s, going hour by hour. By 5 p.m. This evening, it's supposed to be down to zero.
Wait a minute, that's the wrong direction. During the day.
Right. Right, we got icy conditions on the road and just light snow flurries.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it is all the way across from the upper. I mean, once you get east of the Rockies in these areas, from Wyoming to the Dakotas and all the way across Montana, Idaho even, and then swishing across into Minnesota and the UP of Michigan, and then even into upstate New York and New England and Maine, woof. But it's winter. Does it bother you, this sort of weather, Janet?
No, because I'm retired, and if I don't have to go out, I stay put.
There you go. Stay nice and warm.
How do
you heat your home? You use gas? You use oil? You use wood?
Gas.
Mm-hmm. And is it pretty efficient for you?
I'm not doing an ad for
gas, but I think it is. It's pretty inexpensive, and it's. What are you laughing about?
You're a great spokesperson for gas.
Okay, I got that. All right. So, Janet, what was the whack heard round the world?
I'm thinking when Nancy Kerrigan got whacked in her knees.
Nancy Kerrigan was the favorite to win the Women's U.S. Figure Skating Championship. She was assaulted after she finished a practice session in Detroit on this date in 1994. The assailant used a blunt object to strike the skater on the right knee, although she did recover in time to compete in the Olympics. Four men, including a guy named Jeff Gillooly. You remember him?
I do.
Yeah.
Who was the husband of whom? Who was the perpetrator of this event?
Was it Tanya Harding?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Very
Tanya
good.
Harding. Now, all of them were later sentenced to prison for their roles in the attack. Harding was denied, she played Mickey the Dunce for a while, but she couldn't get away with that for too long. She got probation after pleading guilty to conspiracy to hinder the prosecution. Oh, my God. People are so... I mean, fortunately, Kerrigan didn't get hurt badly. But, you know, when you get right down to brass tacks, you got to figure there are a lot of wackadoodles in the world.
It was such a scandal. That,
it really
Amy
was.
Fisher, all around that time, remember, yeah. Those were the biggies.
Yeah, big scandals. All right, you did a fine job, Janet, and for that you will be handsomely rewarded, or beautifully rewarded, because I'm sure you're a beautiful lady. Hold on just a second. Happy New Year to you and your family, too, by the way. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 20 years after the whack heard round the world. I think I told you this story. I know I've told you a couple of times. A lady who is a very important figure in my life, named Marion Proctor, who grew up as a skater in Brighton, Massachusetts, taught Kerrigan, Brian Boitano, all from the earlier years, Tanley Albright, I knew I'd remember it. But most of the Olympic champions for a 20-year period, Marion taught, and Kerrigan was one of them. She did not teach Tanya. Tanya was a tough cookie. Didn't she get involved in a boxing match with somebody? Didn't she go into the ring?
Oh, yeah, it was celebrity boxing. I think it involved Danny Bonaducci, so you know it had to be all
right.
Class.
Now, speaking of boxing,
yes.
Evander Holyfield.
Yeah.
Well, you want to tell that story? Why do people open their mouths about stuff like this?
Shouldn't they? This is where you and I will disagree.
I'm not saying they ought not to, but what does it get them? At the end of the day. Tell the story.
Well, let's tell the story first. Yeah. Okay, so the way I understand, Evander Holyfield goes, he's on the British UK version of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And he's on the show, and he says something about, to the effect of, homosexuality can be cured by a doctor. Something like that.
Right.
And
he said they were handicapped.
Oh, he said they were handicapped. Okay, there you go. He said they were handicapped and that they could be cured by a doctor.
But listen to this quote.
Yep.
If you're born and your leg would turn this way, what would you do? You'd go to the doctor and get it fixed.
Right. So he makes these comments, which are stupid. I mean, I think we can all agree they're kind of dumb comments.
Mm.
But the minute he makes them, the producers of the show take him out of the house, and they start railing into him, saying, how can you say something that is so against what the majority of people think? And so they kind of told him, basically, you need to not express those views, blah, blah, blah. They pull him out. And so now it's kind of back to, again, even though I don't necessarily agree with what he says, are we now part of this conversation where things have to
be politically
correct? Everything has to go with whatever this so-called norm is. That who created? Who created that norm?
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of another interesting. I don't know if they didn't learn the lesson from the Robertsons at A&E. Who knows? But
or this Melissa Harris Perry on MSNBC.
Right.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
888-302-3684. Okay, lots of food for thought. Here's some food for thought. If you have not ordered Heart Factors Plus yet, this is your best chance. So those of you who are listening to this program for the first time today, we got three or four new stations, so that means we've got, 40, 50,000 new listeners. We keep our fingers crossed for that. Here's the deal about Heart Factors Plus. If you haven't heard about it, Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide, one of the most popular items today for supplementation because it does so much good. It starts by naturally widening the arteries, improving their elasticity, maintaining healthy blood pressure levels, and boosting all kinds of performance. It's great for your muscles, great for your brain, it's great for everything because it gets the heart of life, the source of life is blood. So you get it to every part of your body and you're going to be much healthier, much better off. Heart Factors Plus works for you for your money back. So if you find this intriguing, why don't you take a little action and call 800-577-8560 to order your Heart Factors Plus right now. 800-577-8560. When you order it today and mention Doug Steffen, you'll receive their brand new CoQ10 mixture. It's a fish oil formula with CoQ10. This is superb. You're not paying for it. You get it just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Call now, 800-577-8560, and get this life extender, because that's pretty much what Heart Factors Plus is, a life extender. Keep your blood pressure healthy. If you're over 40, call 800-577-8560 right now while you're thinking about it.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
What's Times Square when you've got the Atlanta Peach Drop with a peanutty twist? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Things got nutty New Year's Eve with a star-powered lineup at Atlanta's Underground to ring in the year of peanut at the 25th annual Peach Drop, the largest New Year's party in the Southeast. Thousands partied as Atlanta's own R&B queen Janelle Monáe headlined, while actor and comedian David Koechner emceed.
Just like Georgia, M&M's is nuts about peanuts. In fact, only one in 100 peanuts is lucky enough to make its way into a bag of delicious M&M's peanut. At midnight, that one in 100 was revealed in the form of a giant statue of a yellow M&M.
David Koechner was recently tapped as the Peanutty Professor, searching for the perfect peanut in his Search for One videos. Koechner's Search for One led him to Atlanta's Underground on New Year's Eve. For more on the Year of Peanut, log on to Facebook.com/MMS. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message.
Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week? Sure. Or you can resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign Spread the Greatest Feeling on Earth, but also to save money.
Ah, saving money, we like that. Lots of ways to make your life better, hopefully, every day. A part of the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Three after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, the 6th of January. A lot of things go on here. For those of you new, this is called Tech Talk Time, in which over the next 4 or 5 minutes, we bring you up to date on a number of technical issues. Our reporter, who's basically with us every day, is Shelley Palmer, and he's going to talk with you about a new feature that Twitter is testing, which will show you nearby tweets. That's coming up, and then a report from the Consumer Electronics Show that's being set up in Las Vegas, all coming right up here on Good Day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Ever wonder what your neighbors are tweeting about? A new feature that Twitter is testing with some iPhone users may help answer that question. If you let Twitter see and use your location, you may have access to a new timeline called Nearby, which shows recent nearby tweets, whether you follow the tweeter or not. Nearby shows a map with a blue dot marking your location, along with a timeline of recent nearby tweets that pair with icons on the map noting their locations. Tapping an icon pulls that tweet to the front of the screen. Twitter is always looking for new ways to improve discovery, and Nearby looks like a new way to do so, while also keeping tabs on where you are. Twitter began letting you add your location to your tweets in 2010, but the feature is disabled by default and must be manually turned on. If you want no part of this, disable location sharing in the Location Services tab under the Privacy section of the phone settings. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
As we prepare for the CES Consumer Electronics Show coming up this weekend, going back to 1963, in fact, when we witnessed television history, sort of ancient history, I guess, in a manner of speaking, here's Holland Cook reporting from the 2014 International Consumer Electronics Show being set up this week.
One Sunday night, 50 years ago next month, everyone sat very still in front of black and white TVs connected to rooftop antennas. We had an appointment to meet the Beatles. Here in Las Vegas this week, we're seeing television utterly redefined. Already, DVRs let you watch Sunday night, any night. Now the newest Slingbox puts any of your video, live or recorded, anywhere on what manufacturers now commonly call all four screens, smartphones, tablets, and computers and TV sets if you still use them. The new TiVo Romeo records six shows at once and stores 450 hours in HD. But when will you watch? Maybe set aside some time on a Sunday night? At 2014 International CES, I'm Holland Cook for Good Day.
That's amazing. Aye. Think of technology. So we have a new year and a new chance, a new you. Brian Osich is here now to find out what there is that may be often overlooked, a food that's overlooked, which will really pack a satisfying punch this new year.
You can bake it, mash it, stew it, and even shred it. It's the potato. TV personality and best-selling author Hungry Girl Lisa Lillian has teamed up with the U.S. Potato Board, and she says potatoes are one nutritious food worth adding to your menus if you're looking to start the new year off the right way.
White vegetables are definitely underrated, and they provide key nutrients we need. In fact, potatoes with the skin on actually have more potassium than bananas. And with fiber, vitamin C, and just 110 calories in a medium-sized 5.3-ounce skin-on spud, potatoes rock.
Hungry Girl says finding a food that fills you up is something to consider for your New Year's diet plan.
A study of nearly 40 common foods found that potatoes deliver the most satisfaction. On top of that, they're a great alternative to pasta and bread for people who follow gluten-free diets. You can even make lasagna with slices of potatoes instead of noodles. Or try my recipe for Potato Benedict. No English muffin needed.
For guilt-free potato recipes from Hungry Girl, go to potatogoodness.com. That's Lifestyles from the U.S. Potato Board.
Hackers have struck a Snapchat, Kenny, posting phone numbers and usernames for 4 million accounts. Has that been adjudicated, but has it been fixed, or are these people still exposed?
It's been fixed, but the damage was done. The information was all over the web.
Yeah, right. All right, info galore here on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.